Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I was on the phone. I like everybody to know exactly what's going on. I was on the phone during the news break with my friends over there at Byler Barnes, Caleb from Byler Barnes, which, as I've mentioned to you now, merging with Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H, and they do these amazing buildings. Well, it's been, I think, about 6 weeks since we first sort of plotted out this home studio, home office situation. And tomorrow's the day. They're going to be delivering this beautiful, beautiful new home workspace tomorrow. And I was just, you know, double checking. I saw the number come up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope it's not delayed. Oh, please don't tell me that, you know, the muffler unraveled and they needed to knit a new one. I mean, I don't know, whatever it was. But they were like, oh, no, we just wanted to double check again. This is the second time they've double checked. This is how professional these guys are. I just love them. Just love them. So anyway, then we'll get, the electrical stuff done, and I'll be working from there, and I'll keep everybody updated. We'll go on a full tour on Facebook properly. So, you know, by the way, this is not unusual. No, it really isn't. There are more and more and more people working from home. And the longer that this situation goes on, this coronavirus thing, the more people there are working remotely. Today, for the first time, I don't know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, I was actually in the radio factory. We had to record something. And other than that, I don't know the next time I'll be down there. So I think about this in the way our world is changing, the way the business world is changing, the work environment is changing, and I have to think that it begins to impact or continues to impact our financial situation. Our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial, of course, is our go-to guy on all things related to the economy and finance, and I'm so happy to say he joins us a Monday afternoon. And well, today's Monday afternoon, and here's Carl. Carl, thank you for being here, man.
Hello, Jeff. Great to be here.
Am I unusual? And let me finish before you answer that, sir. I can feel you jumping at that. Am I unusual now in going all in on the idea that my office, so to speak, is now going to be right here by my home?
Now, you are unusual. That's what you were talking about.
I knew you were going to grab that. Yes.
In a wonderful way.
Oh, what a nice save. You are such a nice person. All right. Now, but there are lots of people setting up shop now,
yeah,
at home, and
happening.
They're looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's happening. I'm getting clients that are saying that their companies have told them they don't have to come back to the office, that
yep.
Working at home is working just fine, and don't worry about coming back. So then there's some companies, though, that need the people to be together,
mm-hmm.
That are, you know, they're coming back, but there will be a percentage that don't go back to the office, and these big companies will save on renting space, and the their employees might like it a little better too. Less road time,
yeah.
Get to work in your gym shorts, all that good stuff.
Ooh, I thought I had turned the camera off, but yes, absolutely. I sat, Carl, and I've got to be honest with you, man. I thought, it took me 6.5 years working at the radio factory to finally get an office with a window, and then the whole world just goes kaput, and no such dice. But we talk about the savings, though. I mean, these, in the big picture, it's big savings for businesses, right?
Yeah, it's big numbers. It's big numbers. Not boding all that well, though, for REITs. Real
yes.
estate investment trusts. that own all that real estate. Yeah, struggling.
So I mean, I know you don't do predictions, and I'm not asking you to, but realistically, if you are a REIT or you're a property management company and you've got, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars that you're looking after, realistically, what do you do with those buildings?
Yeah, they got to find ways. They got to find ways. You know, a lot of them are trying to convert to more of this temporary office space, like the Regis thing.
Okay.
Where they can have executive suites and things such as that. But most of them are lowering the dividends that they're paying because their income went down. And wow. Oftentimes you own those REITs for that dividend. So that's a little annoying. But that's part of the deal, part of the COVID deal.
Now, what about, I ask you this, what about employees? Employees are looking at this going, okay, big-time business owner, you're not paying rent, you're not paying property tax, you don't have to buy coffee at the office, you're saving millions and millions of dollars. As an employee, should we be expecting some sort of a pay raise, you know, a little bite of that pie?
As a business owner, I would say no.
Really?
No.
Now, all right.
Now, there could be a little bit, Jeff. There could be a little bit, but the thing is, too, the businesses aren't making as much money right now as they were. Now, maybe in the future, then maybe you could get a little bite of that pie. But you're saving money. You don't have to have two vehicles now. You can get down to one vehicle. Don't spend all that money on gas.
Yep.
Don't spend all that money on clothing. Gym shorts don't cost that much.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, Carl. I got to tell you something. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. You can wear a dress shirt and a tie and a sport coat and have your gym shorts on. And every Zoom meeting, unless you're that dope Jeffrey Toobin, every Zoom meeting goes just fine. And everybody thinks, wow, look at that. That nice guy dressed up for the meeting.
Sharp dressed guy. He's ready to go to work. Yeah. Work on the top, party on the bottom.
Is that what we always used to do
with
the listen, all my television experience was like that. I remember showing up on the CNN set one day, and they said, well, why are you wearing pants? And I thought, man, this is a weird place. And they're like, no, it's just, you know, the guys, you know, guys all dressed from the waist up. But, all right, let me ask you this, Mr. Business Guy. How does this impact, I don't know, Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, it won't be good for them.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for the those fancy dress places. They were struggling already, and this is just going to be really hard to get through.
Yeah,
because some of that's not coming back. And you know, they were losing some of that anyway to some of the stuff like the Lululemon.
Yes.
What do they call that? Athletic wear or whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, so they were. Are you asking me? You're asking me, right? I mean, come on now, man. I don't.
You don't do the Lululemon thing.
I do not.
All right.
But I'm gonna let me say this: it was already, as you say, on the downside because we had so many folks going, "Oh, casual Friday." Then it was casual Monday and Friday, and now, like you point out, I mean, we're joking about it, but seriously. If you used to go to a job as, you know, you sold men's suits, there's not a big demand for you anymore.
No, not at all. So those, especially those brick and mortar, the suit stores, they're not doing well. And of course, through this, Lululemon has done well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So their stock went up quite a bit.
Wow. So I know we've joked about plexiglass but the reality is that's something that all of a sudden is in huge demand and plexiglass companies are doing well. As you look towards the future, Carl, I mean, we've got all of these traditional brick and mortar retailers, brick and mortar office spaces that, you know, they're just sort of moving by the wayside, at least now. Do you see anything on the horizon that you would say to me, okay, Jeff, you got to get in on this now because I think over the next 10 years, this is where everything goes.
That's a good question. I'm, you know, definitely one of the directions that we're headed in is much more tech.
Yeah.
tech stock is an artificial intelligence stocks and biotechs. A lot of that, I think, is going to be a big part of the direction in the future.
And do those companies ever replace the companies that are now on, like, the Dow Jones?
Yeah, I think they do.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That transition's coming. And this COVID thing was a big push in that direction, too.
Yeah. So I might as well ask you, because there was a time when a 400-point drop like today, that's what we would have led with and told everybody, really, don't take out your razor blades. And now it's just like, oh, 400 points. But we probably should mention it. Yeah.
Just another day on the Dow.
Is that related to the president talking about Dr. Fauci?
They're saying it's a little more related to maybe the lack of a stimulus deal happening.
Yeah. Yep.
Nancy has a deadline.
Oh, God. If we were to get checks, every American now gets a $1,200 check before Election Day. I know what it does in terms of the election. Would that be a nice little kiss for the market?
That would be. Yeah. Be nice for the market.
But we don't
maybe
know
that's why
happen.
It's not. Maybe that's why it's not happening. I don't know.
That's exactly right. Well, I think that it would be a nice kiss for the president and Nancy Pelosi, come hell or high water, ain't gonna let that happen. So
yeah, I don't think so. Doesn't look like it. You know, that was such an easy, obvious thing. Let's just do this one thing and help the people that need it.
Yes.
Without all the side deals.
Yep.
We can figure out the side deals later. I like that strategy, but didn't seem to work.
No. Well, isn't that, I mean, honestly now, Carl, that's the sort of thing that we as adults do. We as responsible people do. But, you know, if you're a career politician and all you've ever been about is decorating every bill like it's a Christmas tree, you know, hang this ornament for $1 billion over there and an ornament for $2 billion over there. That's a shame.
Yep.
So any chance you might get the call to be chairman of the Fed?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
I'm hoping the phone will be ringing one of these days, and then we'll get that thing fixed.
Fair enough. Well, you know, the last time the vice president was here, I mentioned your name.
Hey, there we go. Thank
there you go. So you
name
are
on the list.
You're on the list, buddy. I can't tell you what has to happen to the 800 people ahead of you, but you're on that list.
Now, I'm unusual.
There you go. Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Now, Carl and I absolutely have a great time every Monday. We joke about things. I don't know, maybe you ought not be joking about a 400-point drop on the Dow. But like Carl said, man, that's just like another day on the Dow now. And what I like about Carl, well, I mean, I like a lot of things about Carl, but when you deal with him and he is your financial person, your advisor, he's not selling you stuff. You know, a lot of these stockbrokers, nothing wrong with stockbrokers, but they all hung out shingles that said they were financial advisors. And what they do is they sell you stocks, then they sell you more stocks, then they sell you more stocks. And Carl, it's like the whole package, a total fiduciary attitude. Anyway, thank you so much to Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.